We're back.
Maybe.
Well, we are.
Or is it a fever dream?
You know, I feel like some things you should just let die.
Like us.
Like us.
Put us in the ground.
We're making a mistake here.
Dig the hole deeper.
Yes. So, we're coming back, and we're coming back strong mm-hmm. with a movie that encapsulates kind of the spirit of us right now, which is franchises that should have been left to die.
And we didn't know they weren't.
Yeah. We're doing Bill and Ted 3.
Which is actually called Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Ah.
I had to look it up.
Okay. When Amanda suggested we do Bill and Ted 3, I just laughed and kept listing other options because I thought she had made a joke.
Nope.
And that she had made up a franchise that would be bad to reboot.
Well, imagine my surprise that you didn't know that Bill and Ted Face the Music was also in the landscape of 2020.
I mean, did not know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's all right. When that dropped.
Hey, speaking of like reasons why we should have let the podcast die, like we forgot how to do this. Like, I'm Amy Bell.
I was going to say I'm Amy Bell, but I thought it might make you mad, so I didn't.
Yeah, that actually would have been the time where you should have said your own name.
Oh, yes. I'm Amy Bell.
No.
I'm Amanda Ferriante.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
You know, we're going to do good. This is going to be good. I have high hopes.
Oh, sure, sure.
Not for the movie, though.
You know...
Okay, I really liked Bill and Ted as a kid.
Yeah.
I really liked Bill and Ted as a kid. To the point where when it was Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, I spent years being very confused about the definition of the word bogus because Bill and Ted were cool and that movie was cool. And so the word bogus must mean cool.
The whole point of that movie was that they were very not cool when it started. They were very bogus. See, in between letting you know this movie existed and getting to pre-record just now, I tried to explain the concept of Bill and Ted to a 16-year-old.
And let me guess, they were like, okay, boomer, even though you're nowhere
pretty
close
much.
To-
It was like, oh, so some nonsense just came out of your mouth.
Like, you sound old.
I explained... Yeah, so they kidnap a bunch of historical figures so they don't fail their history exam. Shenanigans happen. And in the sequel, they die and go to hell.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think your experience trying to explain this to a 16-year-old is the very nature of what a reboot is. It's something that is trying to give some old folks some nostalgia and is not contributing to the furthering of culture.
I mean, here's the thing that was really frustrating.
Are you
for me.
Old now?
Yes.
Like, I feel like through most of this series, you've not been old, but it has been some time, now you may be old.
I used to be baby. I am baby no more.
Yeah.
I'm an old.
Yeah.
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 The thing...
16-year-olds will put you in perspective like that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's low standards, easy to live up to. So... Though, the thing that most frustrated me in trying to explain Bill and Ted to someone who had no concept of Bill and Ted is there's the difficulty even coming up with 1,000 words to explain the image of the hellish Easter Bunny and Grandma duo trying to chase them through the halls to give them a kiss on the cheek. You have to see it. To see it.
Yes.
There's no point even mentioning it.
Yes.
Unless you've seen it.
And even because I've seen it, even mentioning it is still like, the what? And then it's like, oh, yeah, it, imagery coming back. It never mind.
My favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
Was the threatening grandma energy.
So have you seen Bill and Ted 3?
No.
Or did you just like,
I knew it
this
existed.
This is something I don't want to do, just like this podcast.
Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah.
So we're going to have a bad time.
I watched a lot of stuff in 2020. I did not watch this.
Okay. All right. I really have very next to no expectations.
I think you should expect it to have Keanu Reeves.
And that other guy. Who's the other guy?
I don't know. He's the blonde one.
The blonde one.
Yeah.
Keanu and the blonde man.
Which is the other movie. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so should we just go ahead and subject ourselves to this and see what comes out?
Radical! See?
This is not
I'm
be
old and it sucks now.
Oh, things that we should have just let die.
Chevy Nova!
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, we're back. We watched the movie.
We did watch the movie.
Hey. I'm going to just go ahead and keep being really bad at this podcast now. I really liked the movie. It
Me
was a good
too.
Movie.
I liked it, too.
It was so good. Let's tell you how good it was.
I mean, it was okay. It wasn't so good. It was okay. I liked it. It was okay.
It maybe didn't have to be made.
Yeah, but I mean, am I mad that it got made?
Nah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it was
fine. I was trying to think, like, he did high-five a cop, but the cop was his dad.
Yeah.
So, like,
family redemption story.
And the dad did go to hell, but not necessarily. Like, if we're trying to read into messaging, it's like,
okay, mixed. I pulled one out of it.
Okay.
Should we go ahead and summarize the plot of this?
Yeah. It's a movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Particularly dumb plot wise.
Yeah, which is on par with the first two.
Maybe. I feel like this one was more dead in the water plot than the first two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really a we could, so we did.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Basically, they have yet, Bill and Ted in their middle age, have yet to make the song that reunites all of humanity and reality this time. You have to up the stakes.
Yeah.
An important rule of the trade.
Time and space.
Time and space and reality.
Is at stake.
In addition to humanity.
For reasons that they didn't even try to explain.
Because it's Bill and Ted.
Yeah, like it was just, like, there's no plot as to why that's happening. It's just happening.
Yeah, it's Bill and Ted.
I'm summarizing the plot, Amanda.
Okay.
I'm not making some kind of argument
okay,
here.
Okay. Your tone was like, but I'm mad about it. Oh, okay. So it's just default. So.
Oh my God.
Do we end it now? Pull the
plug?
Yeah,
pull the plug.
We should say no, unlike Bill and Ted.
We should have just let this die.
Just say no.
Just like Bill and Ted. They should have let it die.
Okay. So. A bunch of time travel stuff happens. Bill and Ted and their two wives, who are princesses from the medieval period, have a polycule and don't seem to know that's what they have.
Yeah.
But maybe they do.
Yeah.
The therapist is confused.
Yeah.
That's all we need to say about the therapist.
Okay.
She contributes nothing to the plot. Just sort of fun to watch. They try skipping ahead to several points in their futures to get the song that will save all of humanity and reality, and keep being flummoxed by their future selves, who are just going down a dark path.
Yeah, at one point their future selves try to kill them.
They pull a gun
on themselves.
Yes! On their earlier selves, which would then annihilate their current selves because time travel movie.
Yeah.
And they're idiots. So they pull a gun and it's amazing.
Yeah. It goes so hard in the Bill and Ted are stupid to come back around to being hilarious.
Yes. Any dramatic scene where it's sort of like, I feel like they're going to try to kill them, where they then pull out a gun, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in that they survive.
And they survive. They realize, you know, they're smart enough somehow to realize that they can't do anything that they're going to remember doing because their future selves will know in advance.
And so in order to escape their gun-wielding, I'll say older selves, they put buckets on their heads and run around until they
fall out a window.
And they're free from the gun danger. And indeed, they did not remember what they did to escape. They didn't see any of it. And it was fantastic.
That was very funny.
Yes. And the reason they've decided to do this now instead of at any other point in time is because another representative from the future has arrived to say, hey guys, this time for real though, you gotta do it. There's a deadline or everything implodes.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, we'll get on that. In the meantime, Bill and Ted's daughters, Bill and Ted, awesome.
Yeah.
Are really big fans of their dads.
Yeah.
Again, this is a polycule. They park in one driveway and walk across the lawn to the other garage.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that.
Yes, I did.
It was amazing.
Yes.
They decide that they're going to help their dads with the music by also going back in time and not kidnapping so much as largely persuading a bunch of great musicians like Jimi Hendrix and Louis Armstrong and a mythical Chinese figure.
And a like Stone Age
Cave woman
drummer.
Yeah. To go be in the band to bring all of humanity together.
It really was.
They all go to hell.
Yeah.
I
had a different thing to say. You just went on through it. Well, oh, we'll just come back to it later.
We're still talking plot.
No.
Plot.
Oh, my God.
Plot's
still
happening.
I know. It was plot centered.
Then say the plot.
Nope, I'm not.
Okay, so then the robot.
Should have left it dead.
Named Dennis Caleb McCoy. Because that stuck. Poor guy. Accidentally messes up his programming by killing the wrong people at the wrong time, which is the right time, but it's time travel and Bill and Ted, so it's very confusing, and he's having a hard day. And he also goes to hell. Robots have souls.
I see. I thought that was more of a transporter device rather than their souls leaving their body and traveling to the afterworld.
Who's to say the soul and the body are different things?
I mean, I feel like I've been to enough funerals,
yeah,
to know that,
yeah,
the body,
yeah,
and I've never time traveled upon death. Okay,
we're operating under different rules. Clearly,
should have left it dead.
I wasn't at the great happening. This is not a documentary.
Why?
Like, we've got time travel.
Why?
Here, so obviously.
No, not why, whatever you're talking about. Okay. Why am I sitting here doing this to myself?
You asked for it.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, they all go to hell, and then they meet up with the original Death from Bogus. And they had a restraining order out against him because he did a bad job as their bassist.
Well, he tried to use their band name after he left the band.
Yeah. And so they had a restraining order against Death, but they make up so he can join the band again and get them out of hell. And it's very good. And then while all of this is happening, people from all times and places are being shunted to one time and place, which is on a highway in California. Somewhere, maybe.
You know, I thought it was in England, because isn't they, don't they have the M something?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It was some, it was a highway.
Not a highway that I drive on regularly.
Yeah. A good American doesn't drive on that highway.
Highways are largely location based. Yeah. And that one is not located where I drive.
Oh, I thought it was a choice thing. But anyway. I choose not to drive on those MP highways. So anyway, all of humanity is literally being brought together to the same time and place to play a song, very punk style, of like, we're on a highway and that's a portal to who knows what in the sky.
You and I,
and we're gonna jam.
Very different ideas of punk style.
Just sort of wherever.
It was actually a very disappointing, like, millennial whoop type song.
It was a hey ho type song.
Yeah, that's called the millennial whoop.
Yeah.
It was a millennial whoop song that brought the world together somehow. Okay. And like that in itself, it was like, okay, all the other ridiculous things that happened here, and you're gonna come at me with a millennial whoop song in 2020.
I think it was like the girl said at the end. It wasn't about the song. It was about playing it together.
Yeah, which is a very millennial whoop way of looking at music, actually.
But, like, got ya. It doesn't matter if the song's bad. Because they played it together.
It mattered to me.
Yeah, well.
Again, all of that, very millennial whoop. The entire movie was like a love song to the millennial whoop.
Yeah, so I gotta find this thing on Wikipedia that you'll find hilarious, because I found it hilarious. It's about, okay, it's the music section of the Wikipedia page. Rather than focus on the hair metal of the original films, they involved groups such as Weezer, Mastodon, and Lamb of God, who he believed represented the current state of electric guitar. Saying Weezer represents the current state of anything.
Mastodon and Lamb of God, and they came out with a millennial whoop song.
Yeah.
Like, and up until then, they were doing so good with music. I mean, they were really.
Oh, my goodness.
It was such a love letter to music, is what it was. It was a
because
bunch
it was
of
respecting
music
all
nerds.
These of different cultures and times.
And Mozart was speaking German the entire time, and he was saying, like, he was cursing.
Yeah.
He was saying funny stuff.
Yeah.
But they didn't translate it.
Well, and like this Chinese mythical figure who brought Chinese music to fruition, I guess, is usually like depicted as a man. And they're like, nah, let's round it out.
Yeah.
The women who played the daughters chose their own wardrobes. Which I think is particularly rad, because those outfits, I was like, why is this giving me such Little Cousin energy? Like, you know who I'm thinking of, right? And it's because that's what they were going for.
Yeah, and
it was beautiful.
They were pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It's
just watching people talk and gesticulate with their whole bodies in unison the movie. And it's very good.
I mean, I guess... Is that good? Is that good? Yes. Are these now good movies, Amanda? Is it good? Let's examine this. Good?
To me. Let me rephrase. Okay. But I enjoyed it very much. Like, it, you know, slow start. But the first two movies weren't that great anyway. It's really just about enjoyment. The styrofoam... Anyway.
Like, it's really just about enjoyment. Like, yeah, we like bad things, but we're sitting here good. This was a good movie. Is that what you've forgotten how to do this?
There was a surprise gun. I love that. The whole time.
Hey, everybody, surprise Amanda with a gun. She'll love that.
I could kick you. But I won't, because we're podcasting. And that wouldn't translate to an audio medium. Physical comedy is best depicted with visuals. No regrets.
I'm struggling here. Oh my gosh. Okay. Don't pull a gun on Amanda, okay? That was That was a joke. If that was not...
Threaten my co-host.
She'll love it. No, she won't. I'm serious. Don't do it.
Next thing you're going to do is dox me. Like, calm down.
Just for lols.
Wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be good if we just... Anyway, what was your problem? What's your problem, Amy?
Okay, one thing I didn't like is that they had an ongoing bit that I think was... polyamory is bizarre.
Yeah, that seemed off.
You know, it was kind of this, they were very clearly poly, but in this way that, like, made it seem like it wouldn't be something that they would know or be consenting to, that it was somehow
and that it was
comically wrong. Comically wrong.
Well, it seemed that way when it seemed that the wives weren't aware or happy with that being the situation. And then as the therapy session continued, it was more of a, we, the wives, are concerned about you, the husbands, because you're spending your life chasing this thing.
Yeah, but the we love you was still a punchline. Yeah. Even right up to the end.
Yeah.
Like, it was still supposed to be a punchline, and it didn't land as a punchline because it was like, why?
It's a non-traditional family structure.
Yeah.
But, like...
they could have rolled with that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, like, getting the therapist and the therapist acting like it was wrong to have both couples in at the same time, and the couples acting like the other couple shouldn't have been there. Like, they just... they were polyamorous.
Yeah, that part of it doesn't work because, like...
and it's because polyamory was a punchline the entire way through.
Yeah.
They were consenting to it, but in a way that, like, this would be the most bizarre thing ever, and we're not really accepting that that's what we're doing.
And we don't know that that's what we're all opting into.
Yes.
But, like, no, actually, we're all opting into this.
And it remained a punchline throughout the show.
Yeah.
They didn't punch real far down on it. Like, they weren't, like, condemning it, at any point.
Yeah.
But it was like, isn't it hilarious that they are living their lives as more than just one nuclear family?
Yeah. All right, burn it.
I know, it's a bad movie. We're back. We're back, baby.
We got it. Okay.
We're on a roll now.
All right. I never liked him anyway.
Yeah, let's set it on fire.
Yeah. I'll bring my gun.
Surprise gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Cool. Swing and a miss on that.
Yeah.
But I really did enjoy the love letter to music.
Oh, it was very...
they did have a very, like... musician's heart about it, where all of the musicians, even from different eras and different styles, mm-hmm. just immediately were like, oh yeah,
I jammed
that's rad. You know, Mozart heard Jimi Hendrix and went, yes.
And Jimi Hendrix was like, Mozart.
Yeah.
And then they were both like, Chinese lady.
Yeah.
I could look it up, but
they were really like just loving
and
musicians.
And then the cave woman, they were like,
Mozart. And then they took that and they made them perform a millennial whoop.
Yeah.
They got the best super group that they could find in the history of everything, and they millennial whooped.
Weezer is the guitar of now. Hell yeah.
Oh my word.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Weezer is the guitar of now.
Are you going to get upset?
I just, like, I'm not upset. I'm disappointed, okay? Oh. I'm really disappointed.
Well, that's how I feel about Weezer, too. Sorry. I like Weezer, but I know I'm wrong.
I know you like Weezer, and I know you're a liar. Although, we both were at a Weezer concert separately, actually.
But at the same time.
But at the same time.
Sort of like a therapy session.
Sort of. But she was there to see Weezer, and I was there to see Gogol Bordello and Chicano Batman.
And the Weezer concert was much worse than the previous one I'd attended, so I left early.
Yeah, and I left early because I just couldn't sit through more Weezer.
Well,
and the person over here who liked Weezer also left early at a different time than me. We like we didn't leave together. It wasn't even like a peer pressure thing.
No.
Just
I
the
got
the person who liked Weezer couldn't sit through a whole Weezer concert, and I'm like, yes.
I got my T-shirt, which I didn't manage to get at the first concert, so it was okay.
Very good.
They were doing a cover of Outkast's Hey Ya that was particularly sad, so I left. And that's the end of the episode.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Weezer?
Yeah.
Was doing Hey Ya.
It was lackluster.
In a lackluster fashion, even.
Yes! So I left. I already had my T-shirt. Are you having a moment? I feel like she wants to kick the laptop.
Amanda, I'm just looking at the levels.
Oh, sorry. Like, the silence and the Weezer was playing Outkast while looking at the computer.
I'm just trying to talk while also looking at the computer. We're rusty at this. We're coming back after what has been like over a year.
Yeah.
And you know what we did to ourselves? And this is actually going to be funny.
Oh. Did it not record?
We had big plans before we stopped doing the podcast. And we stopped doing the podcast
because we were fighting.
Yeah, we didn't speak for the last year.
We just showed up today.
Yeah. No. We were just very busy.
Yes.
We were just very busy. And we weren't able to get it going. But we had really big hopes for ourselves and
that
what
got
we were going to
time.
But what we were going to accomplish in 2003 for the podcast. So I
2003 time travel.
Shut up. 2023.
It's 2024.
So
Amy.
We had big dreams of what we were going to accomplish in 2023. Amanda,
I'm
going
to get her to kick me.
So
on mic.
We. Pre-recorded.
Oh, how many do we have?
For a bunch of different movies.
What were they? Like, what were they?
Let's find out.
Okay. Come on.
That we never watched, we never recorded for, but we had all these plans.
We're like, let's get it in the can.
And we figured if we pre-recorded for it, we would like
be able to watch the movies separately.
And like force ourselves back into a rhythm. But it did not work.
I forgot we even pre-recorded.
And we just have a bunch of pre-records.
What were the movies? Let's spoil it.
I don't remember.
Well, look it up.
You want me to spoiler this right now?
Yes. Time travel. We're doing it. When I get laid to rest in my coffin, my body is going to melt through the satiny sheets and go straight to hell. Just so Amy can see it.
That... That isn't even how it worked in this movie. I don't understand.
Sorry, I'm going to disintegrate in a cool special effect.
No, you're not.
Oh.
No, you're not.
Non-believer.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't believe you. I can't believe you're making me look this up
right
now.
Yeah, I want to see
this. This is actually not good radio.
This is how the sausage doesn't get made, folks.
I don't know. What did we do?
I have no idea. Probably some like mid-2000s stuff, right?
Did we do Armageddon already?
We already did Armageddon.
Okay.
Don't want to close my eyes. Every time that song comes on the radio, I try to explain to a 16-year-old why I have to sing along because Bruce Willis is sad and dead.
Did we do Confessions of a Shopaholic?
I feel like we watched it. Did we release it?
Did we? We did Divergent. Did we do the... We did do The Conjuring. Oh my God, I can't remember any of our stuff.
No, because it would have been during my back catalog for Hannibal that we watched Shopaholic.
Yeah, let's see here.
We definitely talked about that.
We did. Let's see here. We did.
Now I'm going to look at what we did release. If you sort it by date.
Yeah.
Sort the folders by date. Oh no, I have to resubscribe to myself.
You unsubscribe
from our
podcast?
I got a new phone. It's a different app. Oh, hey, listeners. If you haven't subscribed and left a comment on our podcast.
Oh, we're cutting this. Like, this is bad radio.
No, 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 no,
Yeah, no, I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah, I can't find it. But I know they're there.
What are we called again?
Was it 2012? Borat? Morbius?
We watched and
Pinocchio?
We never released Pinocchio.
Or Morbius. I don't think we did.
No, Morbing!
Did we?
I feel like we did.
No.
I'm looking.
We did not do Pinocchio.
We tried to, and then we didn't. I don't think we recorded because busyness happened.
Either way, we plan on throwing ourselves some curveballs.
Throwing ourselves some curveballs?
Yes. Have you not heard that phrase before?
Throw yourself a curveball? I know curveball.
You don't generally throw yourself a curveball. No.
Yeah.
But when you throw someone a curveball, it catches them by surprise.
Okay.
And we're doing it to ourselves.
Okay. It looks like our last episode may have been for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But also, some of these are out of order because the seasons got misread by the program.
Didn't we do that Rodney Dangerfield movie? Did we ever release that?
No, because it sucked. No. Oh, we did record at least one episode that we never released.
We've got secret episodes.
We did a polygamy movie. I bet we did Morbin Time and just never dropped it.
I have never seen the movie Morbius.
You have! I sat next to you while you watched it.
You did not, because I have not seen the movie Morbius. I'm quite certain of that.
We watched it together. I remember the entire movie.
This is a fever dream.
You were delighted. We were talking about it in your living room, because good on the little people for fooling the studios. Like,
this did not happen. I'm pretty confident.
We've watched it. You just haven't seen it.
That could be two things that are true at
yes.
the same time.
Yes. We definitely watched Morbius. We watched Pinocchio, but I think you were so mad about it that we just never recorded the back half. And I, did the research, right? I had strong feelings about that movie. I was in my Pinocchio era, okay? We never recorded Pinocchio.
She was really in a Pinocchio era, too. I actually do remember seeing Pinocchio, but not Morbius.
Well, you know, I would say that one will have a more lasting effect on our society as a whole.
All right, anyway. we need to give our ubriques.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
Yeah. We have to remember how to podcast, Amanda.
Have to.
She unfollowed our own podcast.
I switched.
So, she clearly does not.
Wait.
She hasn't been listening.
Well, we weren't releasing. Wait, I still need to follow it. Ding. Followed. But I'm not enabling notifications. I don't want to know when we update.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I would give this one. Dude.
I was gonna go with. I'm air guitaring. Yeah.
Dude. Oh. Be excellent. To each other. Bro.
I feel like I'm already halfway to a better song than the one they came up with their little millennial group in 2020. No.
Yeah, that's the rule of comedy is no.
You all did not see the face that she was making, though.
I was giving
it
you a
was
beat.
Bad.
I was giving
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but
this isn't. These are bad faces.
It was like if
these
you,
are bad faces.
If you could picture an old timey vaudeville, dancing frog type thing, trying to beatbox.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that. That was the vibe. 100%.
And if you say yes to that, I don't even know who you are.
And not even a lot of effort for the beatbox. It's not even like, it's just beat, no box.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Like, yeah, it was bad. I am traumatized. This might be the last, like, one and done. 2024, here we were.
Yeehaw. We did it. Wait, let's do an audible high five.
All right.
Whee.
That probably wasn't terribly audible.
Yeah.
We tried.
I gave it a little wee.
Yeah. All right, let's try again.
That was you. I'm excluded.
You could have lied, you
oh,
idiot.
Yeah, I keep forgetting it's an audio medium. Whoopsie. Now my feelings are hurt. Okay, end of podcast.
Oh.
That's how we end them now. Okay.
No, no, no.
Okay, end of podcast.
It got too personal, too real. It's the last one.
What do we say? Oh, yeah. Remember,
we're professionals.
Don't watch these at home. Yeah.